Dudes. Mike, as always, welcome back to the program.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing just great, thanks. Not loving that weather out there, but I do like what I see in the forecast for the weekend and into next week.
It's exciting to see sun finally in the long-term forecast, isn't it?
Man, oh man. It's got to be. I know you take it in stride. You've been doing this long enough to know that you have to expect this thing this time of year, but I was checking the schedule. Two games that you've been able to play in 3 weeks?
You know, it's funny you say that. I was just talking to the coach at Stony Brook. We've been outside one day since March 19th, which is just crazy. Even on some of the worst winters we've had, we've been outside before, but just the way it is. So, like you said, we're going to head down to Hartford, and you know, the exciting part about that is we finally get a chance to play.
Absolutely, yeah, just to get out there. So, what have you been focusing on in practice this week?
Well, mostly it's kind of getting the small stuff taken care of, our ability to punt, to squeeze, to hit and run, to slash, to do some stuff offensively that, you know, like on the spring trip, you never get a chance to really practice. So just the small ball stuff, and then pitching-wise, just getting a little bit more consistent with pitch location. And then the other thing we've worked hard on is just maintaining our mental state and not getting down or anything because we are inside and trying to keep the enthusiasm and intensity and energy at practice.
How's the health of the team as you get ready for this weekend?
Well, everybody's good. I mean, you know, as we talked about, Felisa Lennon, our shortstop, still got her hand in a cast, which the cast comes off Monday, so that's exciting to see that. Sarah Coyne, who had a concussion, is back now, and everybody else is healthy. And I guess that's one positive from not playing for 2 weeks, is that everybody can stay healthy.
Does it raise the stakes of every conference game when you lose some that you're unlikely to be able to make up because of the weather?
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's one of the things that gets frustrating for me as a coach here is that you see, you know, Hartford played Army yesterday and UMass Lowell's playing Rhode Island and Stony Brook's playing somebody during the middle of the week. And we just don't have anybody close enough that you can drive an hour or two to play. So that's the frustrating part of not being able to play the allotted 56 games that the NCAA allows us. But I also look at it as, you know what, that's one of the challenges at Maine, to keep the team you know, enthused and energy, and then let's go out on Saturday and let's see what we can do. So you just use it as motivation, I guess, more than anything.
Now, Mike, you've been to Hartford, obviously, before. What kind of atmosphere do they have at Hartford? Because it's so much of a commuter school. I mean, I realize there are several thousand kids on campus. Did they get the kind of crowd you get here? Do they get the kind of enthusiasm, or is it a little tougher?
No, probably not as good as we get at Orono. The one thing that they have a turf field. They have, you know, really nice dugouts. They got great batting cages, bullpens, stadium seating. So it's a really nice facility to play in. So the fact that we have to go there isn't that big of a deal. Like, if we had to go to Albany, it'd be a different story. But you know you're going to play in a good facility, which is a great thing for the girls. And then the other thing is we'll get more parents of our own parents will be there this weekend. So it's a good thing for the girls to be able to see the parents, and they're very supportive of us, and that's really all that matters.
If you get some of that warm weather early next week, a couple of 60, 70-degree days, will Kesok be just about ready by then?
We are going to plan on playing. You know, if we had two straight days of sun, we'd have been able to play on our field now, surprisingly. But, you know, with the forecast, we'll be fine next weekend. So that's an exciting thing for us to look forward to. And actually, to just get outside on that field on Tuesday is an exciting thing for us right now.
Well, yeah, make sure you guys wear some sunscreen. You haven't been out in that for a while.
No, very true. We'll have the sunglasses for sure.
That sounds great. Mike, as always, we appreciate you checking in with us. Travel safely. Good luck this weekend against the Hawks, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great week.
That's Mike Coots, head coach of Maine Black Bear Softball here on Downtown. He visits with us every Thursday on the program.